This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Gerritsen Building Supply. Well, tomorrow begins a series of events, fundraisers for Peace at Home Advocacy Center. Melanie Prummer, the executive director. So tell folks what's going on.
Happy Friday, everybody. So tomorrow we start our public rehearsal event at 3 p.m. and that will be held at the Winston Community Center. And so it's a really fun event for all ages to come out and watch the performances that will be competing next week.
So is this kind of a like a dress rehearsal for them almost?
Yeah, it's a great time to showcase to family and friends who may not be able to make it to our adult-only event next week. So it's $10 for folks to come along and join us and watch us practice in our full costumes and hopefully entertain you.
And is this the singers and the dancers both?
It is both, yes. And so it'll be really fun to see how they integrate, and they're really diverse performances. So hopefully there's a little something for everyone.
Wow. So that is going on to people. How do people get tickets for that?
They can go to our website through tomorrow, and that is peaceathomedance.com, or they can purchase tickets at the door. There is limited space, and so I'd encourage people to purchase in advance. But if you're willing to take the drive out to Winston, it's a beautiful place. If you haven't been out to the community center, we'd love to have you.
And then talk about the events next week.
Yeah, so we kick off with some pre-shows next week. On Thursday night, we're showcasing our vocalists at Sunnyside Theater. Doors open at 6 p.m. You will need to purchase tickets in advance. There's limited space, but we'll have some food, some hors d'oeuvres, and drinks available. And then on Friday night, the 18th, we'll have our dance performances. And they're all getting ready for the big competition Saturday, February 19th.
So talk about that one, how it's going to be done and how people can connect to that.
Yeah, our show on Saturday is a virtual show, so you can purchase tickets at peaceathomedance.com, and we'll send you the link so you can tune in and watch the show. And those who sign up for a watch party and host a watch party at their house will be entered to win a 70-inch LG screen TV donated by Good Vibrations.
Wow. So what's the cost for being part of this virtual event?
Yeah, it's $75 to host your virtual show, so grab a few of your friends or family members and chip in.
And the virtual shows, you know, it's funny. It's like everybody's now doing virtual shows. So you're kind of doing the hybrid thing, which everybody else is doing.
A little bit
of in-person and virtual, too.
Yeah, which is a lot of fun, and of course, giving people options to do what makes sense for them. It also creates this opportunity for local folks to get involved, but also folks across the country. And last year in our virtual show, we had international watches.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And that's one of, you know, again, one of the new things that's probably going to be around even after we get through all this.
Yeah, I hope so. It's really exciting. And, you know, it's fun to record these events. And of course, with a dance and vocals competition, it is fun to document them and go back and watch them again. They bring me lots of joy.
So what are you doing all this work for?
So we're raising funds for vital services at Peace at Home, and some of those services include answering crisis calls. So we have a 24-hour crisis line, and then we also provide legal advocacy services, services for folks who have been sexually assaulted and may need support during either a forensic interview or during evidence collection, and we also provide some other services in addition to support to survivors of sexual assaults. And then it also funds our other programs like our sheltering services, children's programs, support groups, education for young people, and some of our co-located services like at Umpqua Community College, Aviva Health, and South River Clinic.
Now, you guys last year, I think it was, it's all kind of blending together sometimes now, something new and kind of a shift too was the purchase of a motel.
Yeah, so we were awarded a very generous grant for $2.8 million from Oregon Community Foundation. And so we've been able to increase our capacity to serve families by 100%. And it's been really successful. I've been able to move my office on location and meet and hang out with some of these families. It's fun to listen to the kids giggle outside. And we have a lot of pets at the hotel, which is great. And creating, you know, a place, lower barrier place for people to be able to stay and be safe.
And I know that not just your agency, but other similar ones have done that. I mean, it's kind of a new thing and probably another permanent shift.
Yeah, I've been really surprised. Not, of course, people are very resilient and adapt. That I was a little... So I was wondering how people would live in a hotel room. You know, they're not very big and they don't have kitchens, but it's really wonderful to see how people adapt to that and get really creative at making healthy meals for their families and also, you know, creating that space for their kids to play, but also, you know, be able to interact with some of the other residents in our community spaces as well. So it's really fun to see that resilience.
So a lot going on. That's why you're trying to raise the funds. Give people the website and how to get connected with all these again.
Yeah, so our website for the competition, so you can purchase tickets or vote for your favorite performer, is peaceathomedance.com. If you'd like more information or you would like to connect someone to some of our services, that number is 541-673-7867.
All right, Melanie Prummer, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:38 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's Building Supply.